Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Put the gun down, put the gun
down. 8:35 here on this Thursday morning, the first day of March 2018. John Reed with you here on Richmond's Morning News. You just heard that story from Andy Dernan about the president and his initiatives regarding gun control, gun sales, gun confiscation. And what he said yesterday at the White House really raised a lot of eyebrows, especially amongst conservatives. And I've asserted throughout this program that if Barack Obama had said the same thing, there'd be riots in the streets, understandably. Well, Hank Chambers is a constitutional law professor from the University of Richmond. And Hank, I really appreciate you calling us to talk about this today. And for those who are just joining the program and may not have heard what the president said, I'd like to play this clip and then let's get your reaction to the constitutionality of what he's talking about.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
I'm just shocked to hear that come out of a Republican president's mouth. And, you know, if you've ever been in a minority group or you've ever been the guy that people dislike, the idea that the cops could come in and just disarm you, that's scary. And then where does that stop? What's your reaction to what the president said?
Sure. The president, I don't think, has really thought his way through this process. Because he's not really thinking about how it works step by step by step. Now, that being said, I think this is a little bit of a tempest in a teapot. Remember, the president's response was to Mike Pence's suggestion, Vice President Mike Pence's suggestion,
right,
that when someone is a threat to themselves or others, that we should go through due process and then take their weapons away. But remember, when someone is a threat to themselves or to others, usually the step that we take first is the police take the person out of the situation.
Right.
So oftentimes you don't really need to take their weapons. You just take the person. There may well be an amount of time where that person can be detained, and then you can get due process pretty easily. That is, you can go to a magistrate, talk to the magistrate, see if the person needs additional help, and at that point determine whether they should be allowed to have their weapons or not. So when the president says, I like to take guns first and then do due process, really the two can be done fairly close in time to one another, assuming that we are talking about someone who really is a threat to themselves or others, and an immediate threat to themselves or others.
Yeah, due process never really comes second, though, in these situations. I mean, even if you detain someone, they're not going to be held in detention without an independent judge or magistrate ruling on that decision by the police, right?
Right. So that's why I say in some ways the president may not have thought his way through this process.
Yeah.
One, and two, it may well be also that he heard Vice President Pence say due process, and he immediately thought, oh my goodness, well, due process will take forever.
Months.
Like,
okay.
No, that's really not the way it works.
Yeah.
due process, to the extent that we're just talking about a magistrate saying, gee, this person ought to be held or what have you, that can actually happen relatively quickly. And indeed, in situations where someone is really having a tough time and truly is a threat to themselves or others, they may be held for a couple of days. Right. So in fact, what we saw in the last couple of days was former NFL player Jonathan Martin, former Miami Dolphins player Jonathan Martin,
right,
posted something And he was very quickly taken, detained, and was sent to a facility for evaluation.
And this was an Instagram post, if I remember correctly,
absolutely,
that said, for bullies, there are two options. One is, what, revenge, and the other is suicide?
Yeah, revenge and suicide.
Yeah.
Exactly. So sort of right there, you see, okay, we've got a possible
threat
to self, possible threat to others. We got a problem. Let's go find him, and let's go deal with this situation. But once you pick him up, as long as he doesn't have a weapon with him, and in fact, he had a weapon with him, so of course they dispossessed him of that weapon.
Right.
But once he's in custody, you're not so much worried about the weapons. Now, there is a problem on the back end. Eventually, he likely will be determined at some point to no longer be a threat. Then the question is, what do you do if he's no longer an immediate threat? Then what do you do with weapons? Now, that's a big deal, because now the question becomes, does the fact of someone's mental illness mean that they can't have weapons? Well, there are a lot of folks who are, whether they're ACLU, whether they happen to be conservative gun rights groups, whether they happen to be mental health in general groups, who will argue the mere fact that you have a mental illness doesn't mean that you're necessarily violent.
And that you're stripped of one of your constitutional rights because of that.
Exactly.
And who determines whether you're mentally ill? What's the standard for that?
That's a real tough one, and that's one where we'd like to say that psychologists, psychiatrists can tell us that, but not only do you need to be mentally ill, arguably, you also need to be violent, right? Because there are a number of mental illnesses that may not necessarily manifest in violence. So as a consequence, you run into the problem of not only do you have to be mentally ill, you also have to be possibly violent, and we have to make these determinations in a circumstance where psychologists and psychiatrists may well tell you it's incredibly difficult to make that finding that someone will in fact be violent. That's a hard, hard evaluation to make. So I think that's where we run into the real problem on the back end is, once folks are out, how should we limit their gun rights? And consider this, John, assume that you have one person in a house who is mentally ill.
Right.
But there are weapons in the house. Do we say that we take all of the weapons out of the house, or do we just say the person who's in the house who's mentally ill should not be allowed to possess weapons? That's actually a really hard question that we haven't really determined yet. We need to have a real discussion about that in our society, about those issues.
Really an interesting contemporary issue, which I think exposes why the founders were pretty smart to make this a constitutional right, but it causes problems in a free society when people become violent. Hank Chambers, a constitutional law professor from the University of Richmond, great to discuss this, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it over the months to come. Thank you.
Absolutely. You have a good one now.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.